Blog Talk Radio.
From the bottom buying singles with the loose chain. You don't know about my life, about my struggles. Ain't gotta guess me up, cause bitch I'm a bubble. I'm trying to double up my profit, RIP the hustle. I can't trust no bitch, got the gang for my mother. On a whole different level, I'ma do the dance just to make it through endeavors. Got my foot on the pedal with no brake pass. Don't swerve up in my lane, you fuck around and might crash. Bitch I'm focused on the bag, I ain't worried about the past. And if you niggas hate, then get up off your ass. We got the same fucking 24 hours in a day. Why you wanna waste your time sitting around hating? Okay, y'all.
I was down on my ass and have a bag. Ain't that bad a bitch? Ain't that shit bad a bitch? Ain't that shit bad a bitch? Staying in your own lane, but niggas keep on swerving. It don't make no sense. Man, ain't that shit bad a bitch? Ain't that shit bad a bitch?
Got a call from the started talking loose change. Give me frame, let me drain, then my jeans stain. What she ain't but a best in a G-way. How she play? Why she serving up another nigga? I was in the game. Hoping I don't pull a trigger, cater to the fame. No heart about a bitch, just another rapper slain. All around the world playing victim lane. Nah, bitch, ain't nobody find your shit. Ain't nobody find your clit. Got the stick on the side of the whip. Mason, bitch, you not making sense. Why you being petty, bitch? I'm tryna get rich. Ain't nobody about this shit. Ain't this shit about a bitch. Ain't this shit about a
bitch. I was down on my ass and have a bag. Ain't that bad a bitch? Ain't that shit about a bitch? Ain't that shit about a bitch? Staying in your own lane, but niggas keep on swerving. It don't make no sense. Man, ain't that shit about a bitch? Ain't that shit bad a bitch? Oh yeah.
There's only one
Mr. Hana. Before you even start, stop. I've been watching you jump from square to square. It's like you've been playing hopscotch, and that just makes my heart drop. Niggas treating you like you ain't valuable, when I know that you top notch. Did that get your attention for a minute? While I got it, there's some shit I wanna mention. I'm with all the smoke if you talking to a nigga. Cause you heard I hit different like SZA. Love at first sight, must admit it. Second look, I see your heart, no squinting. If it's my only shot, can't miss it. I'm hoping I can make you my missus. Girl, you're so fine, you've been on my mind. Since you caught my eye, I don't know if I can let you walk by. And we don't intertwine, otherwise this will all be a waste of time. I ain't got no patience, I've been sitting on the sideline waiting. Only hoping and praying, I ain't got no patience. With another nigga, you got conversations. Going in them, I'm playing, cause I ain't got no patience. I was thinking maybe we can get together and have us a situation. I ain't got no patience, I ain't got them, baby.
I ain't got no patience.
Yeah, I ain't got no patience, but I do keep me a waiting list. If you can't stand up to the competition, you ain't made for this. Said that I'm one of your top decisions, better make it quick. Decisions, decisions, I'm not the one you can't be playing with. First high, dinner date, body type, figure eight. Been wanting a one-on-one, don't know why I isolate to talk to you. But you had a nigga wait till you broke up, spoke up. Blood you a game, just keep your nose up. You know what, I've seen plenty women, but they can't hold up. I chose up, the bitches be hating, but I'm like, so what? Cause they had plenty chances, but none of them would take it. So don't get mad when somebody ready to fill the vacant.
See, girl, you so fine, you've been on my mind. Since you caught my eye, I don't know if I can let you walk by. And we don't intertwine, otherwise this will all be a waste of time. I ain't got no patience, I've been sitting on the sideline waiting, only hoping and praying. I ain't got no patience with another nigga, you got conversations going in them, I'm saying, cause I ain't got no patience. I was thinking maybe we can get together and have us a situation. I ain't got no patience, I ain't got them, baby.
I ain't got no patience. I was waiting on you. I was waiting for you. I was so patient.
You know, what's happening?
What's happening?
You already know what time it is. It's Wordsmith Wednesdays, hosted by you guys, Lee Bands and a big homie Thug Oster. You already know, man, we here. Or just tap in, 563-999-3727. Preston want to go live. You want to spit some bars, give a shout-out, all that good stuff, man. It's the place where you can do it right here, man. We here for the artists. What up, Thug Oster?
Shit, man, you already know I'm here for it, man. You know the typical rapper has a lot to say, man. You know, this definitely is a platform for him to say or she to say everything they need to say. You can't never be short of words on this platform right here.
Yeah. You, if you hold the title, you gotta be ready and willing to goddamn jump in there when it's time to go, man, because you never know who listening and who watching you. So you got to be well prepared.
Facts, man. How your week been, man?
Oh, man, you know, steady grind all the time. You know, shit, just keeping everything in motion, man. Music Crush Monday, take over Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You know, doing some writing myself as
yeah.
an artist, you know, keeping up with the graphics, you know, got some hot new music releasing from myself, a couple other various artists. For instance, let me get a shout out to Young Rob featuring Lakeitha Rashad, New to Have, that's out right now, all platforms. Make sure y'all get that. That's Young Rob. You know what I'm saying? New to Have. Homie jamming. Also, we got Lil Drew Five Deuce featuring Kent Kyles Talking to Texas out right now. That's out. I'm talking about that boy say he talking to Texas for real.
Yeah.
Shout out to Young Rob, man. He definitely been working, man. He just dropped another single, New to Half, which I just mentioned. Also, he got the Bad Weather EP out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out that. He got Hard Hustle on that thing. They going in. Also, we got King Don featuring Lil B Roster, Player Vibes out right now. Make sure y'all check that out. You know, On My Shit Volume 2 by Big Twin. Both of those out right now. You got Girlfriend by CJ the Gov featuring Renetta Spencer and BP Untamed. You know, and this goes on and on, man. I'm gonna be dropping them in there on y'all.
No.
You know, this is what we do. We hit the support and let people know goddamn where they can goddamn tap in and check your music out.
No, for sure. So yeah, that's some nice songs in rotation, huh?
Oh yeah. That first track was about a bitch. That was Dravo featuring VDK. They've been in rotation ever since they jumped in on Music Crush Monday segment. He got an extra blow in. Hey, we've been spinning that shit ever since. We also had him on as a special guest. Got him in here, got him an interview. That's what we do. So your shit hot, hey, you get you a hot interview, all that good stuff. This is what we do. Goddamn exercise, your skills, all that.
No, for sure. That's what I'm saying. So it's really, shout out to Next to Blow Radio, man, for providing a variety of content. You know what I'm saying? So it's like an artist can pick their poison. You know what I'm saying? Like and they can exhibit and display, various talents. You know what I'm saying? So Wordsmith Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, is where they can, really rap and just to show their versatility or how quick witted they are when it comes to words. You know what I'm saying? And Takeover Tuesday is more of a interview situation where we can get to know who you are, you know what I'm saying, and Music Crush Mondays, you know what I'm saying. So it's, I love it. I love the variety that y'all presenting.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Got down constructive criticism, interviews, all that shit. All that shit go hand in hand with, going to the next step. Shit, you got to be prepared. You got to be ready. Sending your shit right, when you're sending your MP3 format, make sure you add the artist name, your social media, all that, even your contact info.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You never want to leave that stuff out, especially sending in the radio stations. And it get worse of going up the chain in radio stations. Like, you got to come on with it. You got to have your shit together, your press kit, your EPK, all that.
Yeah. Goddamn right.
Send in your cover. You can send in your cover. You like, hey, shit, let us know. Hey, you working. You got some shit going on, even if you don't have any. Hey, leverage graphics. I do provide graphics services for artists and shit like that. So, tap in. You also do artist development and stuff like that. So,
definitely.
Tap in with Thugger on that as well.
Definitely. We definitely sitting down doing consultations and, we got virtual, as far as, doing, Skype, not Skype, but how we can go face to face, from the phone.
Okay, like
we can have a Zoom meeting, saying, and you in your comfort of your home. And I'm in the comfort of where I'm at, and we can, have these same meetings and consultations and get it done.
Yeah. And also, if y'all don't know, our sister radio station is DRT certified.
Facts.
So artists, you send in your music, you got the proper paperwork.
Facts.
You done to it. Hey, guess what? Hey, you get your count. Yes.
You definitely, and I tell the artists, man, the objective, we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and money inside our craft.
Yeah.
So it's only natural to want a return on that investment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So do the things, follow the steps, move correctly, and you will start to receive a return on that investment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's like, especially when we're talking about royalties. How many years people have been putting in work, just dry recording music, dry releasing music, and not even, ain't heard shit on it, ain't received nothing on it, and got 10 cents back, saying? But it's nice to have a royalty check where you say, yeah, nigga, my shit getting spun, and you never know what catches somebody else's ear.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So we talking about worldwide platforms. So we talking nationwide and worldwide platforms to where, man, you can gain the biggest following ever. It all depends on your work ethic and you taking care of your business.
Yeah. It's part of marketing and stuff. You got to the work don't stop at just recording and getting,
Facts.
Your cover done and stuff like that. You got to. Hey, you gotta do the footwork, like link with magazines and
all right.
blog bloggers and stuff like that to get your music in their ears. So hey, some people, if they spoke with your music, they wouldn't. Some people, man, I can't call. They won't even charge you to.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Spend your music or whatever. They like, hey, I came across this hot record, man. I think my people are like, let me spin this shit.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? That one spin goes so far, you never, the listeners, see, that shit goes so far, man. You never know. Even if you go on each platform every day and let somebody know, you know what I'm saying, you're an artist, you're a thriving artist, and, you know, you're doing your shit, you investing in yourself, hey, man, you could gain a fan. One fan a day is more than none.
Man, I'm telling you.
See, I wouldn't give a damn if I got one fan a day. There's one fan I didn't have the day before that.
I just made a post on the Penman Club social media page about networking. Every time, as an artist, every time you leave the house, whether you're going into the convenience store, whether you're going to the grocery store, you should be making a new fan. Like let's say you're in the grocery store, you're going to run into people that's shopping and people that look like you, and you be like, hey man, and it's nothing to start a conversation. Hey man, what type of music you listen to? Oh man, I got that what's calling in rotation. Hey man, add this to the rotation, man. Check me out. Hear me out. And if you took care of your business, it don't take nothing for a nigga to say, damn, I'm fucking with this.
Yeah, most definitely. Also, along with that, man, make sure that you're making the type of music that, you know, people want to hear and wouldn't mind listening to. Like, I mean, because you got so many different ears out here, and the way she going now, like, it's the market flooded with the same thing, so... Like, use your creative. Put your heart into it. You know what I'm saying? Do something different. Like really tap into to. There's numerous things you can tap into, man, to be creative. Like, just say, for instance, like, hey, say they got a new candy out. Man, hey, jump. They go one right there.
Yeah.
Jump on the candy and make a little jingle for it or put it in your song, your video, all that shit, man. You never know. You get a sponsor.
And that's definitely how you expand your audience. Check this out, for instance. Like you know, I fuck with Exotic Pop real tough, right? So I done had artists like, hey man, I'm finna shoot a video today. Hey man, pull up to the thing. And Exotic Pop, I have a lot of the cups. So I tell them, hey man, put the cup in the video.
Exactly.
Because at the very least, Exotic Pop is going to focus on the fact that you got their cup in your video and they share it to the Exotic Pop social media page, even if it's just a clip.
Yep.
All you need is that extra, for real.
Extra push there to get, you know, that's the thing. You got to catch people's attention, you know, tap into the shit that they like.
Yep.
And so forth. I say the Exotic Pop is... You know how many artists mentioned or just even had a cup?
Yeah.
Or sold it in their video? Hey, they fuck with you.
And they fuck with you for the fact that it's a plug. It's a plug for them. It's like a commercial for them. So now what you do is you build on that relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I help you help me? You know what I'm saying? And the more you fuck with them, the more you show them that you fuck with them, opportunities open up. Hey man, we got this out of pop cipher. Hey man, y'all want to come up to rap economics? You know, just different shit. You know what I'm saying? You get invited to some shit, or when you see them at an event, sponsoring some shit. Oh yeah, that's what's got ahead. Hey man, you want some cuss? Hey, you want something to drink? You know what I'm saying?
Support them because they're gonna support you most definitely. That's what it's about: networking and building relationships. Cause without that you don't have no motion. If you're not building relationships and you closing yourself off and you like, hey, I ain't listening to these artists, I listen to myself type shit, you really blocking yourself off.
You got damn right.
A lot of shit, because nobody likes somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist myself and even Thugger, you know, we do a lot of shit, like hands on. And for us to do what we even do, like, we do this shit for free because of the simple fact that, hey, we music lovers. You know what I'm saying? We understand the game. We done been there. We doing it. I mean, we put the shit right in your face to say, hey, look, this is how you do this. This is how you work a song. For instance, We Want All the Smoke took that song, turned into a two-day, two-event in one-day showcase, then turned into a series. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing shit like that, you never know where that shit going to take you.
Bro, you know how many folks, man, look, man.
That alone show the nigga like, hey, these motherfuckers got a short attention span. They ain't catching on. So it's like, it's a business. Like, when you look at that, a big fortune comes, you seeing the shit they doing to move and make shit, you know, shake and have them emotions. Like, hey, pick that shit up and put it in your own way.
Man, look.
That's
just
everything. Everything just, you do.
Just from being associated with y'all, man, so many artists, club owners, have benefited from We Want All the Smoke video showcases series. I'm talking about niggas who ain't never acted before. I'm talking about for real.
Well, that's the thing about creating them platforms. You gotta, hey, yeah, we artists, but we gotta do other things too to make us stand out. Like you say, actors and shit like that. Hey, who would have known nigga be so good? Hey, shit. Motherfucker, hey, you got you a spot on the next Tyler Perry show or something.
And that be the thing. You got to stay down for the come up, man.
Yeah, you just don't stop there. You got to keep going.
What I loved about that, just that specifically, was it showed that without major backing, without major support,
no sponsors, no nothing,
that motherfuckers can come together and take over the city. And I'm talking about shit was motherfuckers from North Side, South Side participated. I'm seeing just man, look, man, that just shows you that it can be done.
Yeah.
And it can be replicated multiple times.
Yep. Everybody got to be willing and ready to work, put in the work, the grind. See, especially when we make it easy. When it's laid out for you, all you got to do is show up and show out.
Facts.
Your shit.
See
another side of you.
Yeah.
You can tap in and be an actor or whatever, you know. See, we don't have comedians, artists, R&B singers.
All that. Poets.
Different light. Yeah, poets, all that.
Facts.
So
facts.
It levels the playing field for you when you into shit like that.
That's what I say, man, and this is just motherfuckers figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, boy, it wasn't number an opportunity for motherfuckers. and to piggyback on that, when I was up, so when it was my time in the series, knowing that the times that I was gonna be in the season, I said,
yeah, in the episode.
I got sidetracked. My bad. So the times that I knew I was gonna be in the episode, people paid me to shout out their company or shout out their brand or to wear their brand. You know what I'm saying? So the side hustle was, okay, $25, $50, I'm going to wear that. Or I'm going to get in there. I'm at Liberty to ad lib so I can sit and say, hey, man, yo, I'm going to get my shit cut by do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah,
you know
whoever,
what I'm saying?
Whoever, yeah.
So the opportunities to make money and flip and to capitalize and maximize your potential.
It's on you because it's like, boom, you got the platform. So,
man,
use it to your advantage. Like,
man.
If I was an artist, which I am, but, you know, me being creative, if I was like an outside artist looking in, my first mind would be, man, let me make a little side song or something that's got something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And grasp the attention of the creators of it and see how they feel. You know, that should be like, oh, damn, this nigga took the time to think to make another little, you know, a little offspring song.
Man.
And like, oh, the nigga jamming, nigga watching the show, nigga putting everybody in it. That's creative to me.
Yeah, definitely.
I like shit like that. As opposed to the people just having songs and sending it to you. Like, you know it's a show going on, make something that's going to go with it. You know what's going on, so use your creative mind, and that's going to level you. You leveraging yourself.
Oh, God.
It may be somebody, you know, they got the spotlight, but shit, you doing what you doing, saying what you do. That shit give you a hell of a spotlight. Like, okay, that nigga got some life in it. Like, he bought some shit to that scene.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the scene with you and Maul. That was life right there. When you ran up on a nigga and shit like that. That's life right there.
And we straight freestyled that because other motherfuckers didn't show up, so we had to improvise a whole scene.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing about working with great people and having good people around you. We had plenty of times where people didn't show up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we had to
go off out like straight off the dome. Okay, boom, let's speak. Let's run that and switch it up a little bit, and boom, that shit worked. That shit damn sure worked. I'm talking about on the spot.
On the spot.
You ever watch We Want All the Smoke? I think it was probably the first or second episode.
The first episode.
The first episode we ran into that. I think one or two people didn't show up. We improvised like a motherfucker with the whole little robbery in the beginning and all.
Yeah.
It's like little shit like that. Like, and that's big time people see that type of shit, them folks will be like, hey, we need to get that little team right there together.
Nah,
them niggas know how to make some shit work. Under pressure.
For real. That's,
on the spot.
And that was another one of the beautiful things I loved about it. Because I'm behind the scenes and I actually seen how motherfuckers say, hey, damn, what's Calvin show up? Hey, how we gonna, okay, bop, nigga, you go. We don't put you in there. We don't even need your body. We just need your hand. And just make this shit. Man, a nigga walk by.
Yeah.
The nigga I was talking to before I got robbed.
Buddy with the red shirt.
Yeah, this nigga was just happened to be in the right place at the wrong time.
Right, for real. I know he probably like, boy, I wasn't even expecting to be in no shit like that. He boy, man, he a whole little spot.
For real. That long set man look.
That shit probably changed that nigga life.
I'm telling you, shit.
Like, hey, boy, y'all check out this series I'm in. I'm like, boy, you ain't doing no acting, boy. For real. You ain't doing no acting, nigga. You straight from the street. People see that shit and be like, hey, you know what? I could use him in a nice little hood movie, gangster movie.
Anything. Goddamn right.
Yeah, but that experience alone, you know, it really opened up a lot of people's eyes to the shit that you can do, like just believe in yourself. Because that shit wouldn't have happened, for one, if I didn't believe in myself and everybody else that was around me.
Yeah.
Because if I ain't believe in it, nobody believed in that shit. Right. You was one of the first ones that believed in that shit from the jump.
Nah,
so it was damn so good to have you a part of that and to see us both grow.
Because I had a whole nother role when we was in the audition phase, when we was fleshing it out.
It's gonna be a whole nother role.
Niggas didn't show up and they said, no, nigga, it's just, that's what I'm saying, I'm blessed. So that was like my third acting situation, but my first main, like I was damn near Which
yeah,
I
you
be
was,
niggas,
yeah,
I was,
you
I was
the main character. You
damn
main
near,
character.
For real, I was damn near the main antagonist. You know what I'm saying?
You was cuz home. You know, you was the whole cuz close homeboy.
Yeah,
cause
I'm
that. You was making this. You was fucking with us and.
Damn.
You know, it took a turn, and they're like, "Boy, y'all niggas robbed me, y'all."
Yeah.
Good.
So I'm in what, 6 out of 7 episodes. So and that came from, you know, me learning from you niggas, me being inspired by y'all, me, you know, just even deeper than rap, just us fucking around, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
And
it came from networking. Just keep in mind, I'm showing up to events, boom, fulfilling whatever role I need to fill. Showing up for events, fucking with you and the shit you was doing, and then when we get to chopping it up outside of the business of doing events, and it's like, nigga, that's your, nigga, my sister, what? And that don't do nothing but solidify the networking bond, because niggas is networking in real life.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that's how we kicked out too, though, like. Like, if y'all don't know, man, like, you'll be surprised. Like, off this show alone, like, with me just doing radio, I done met so many people.
Yeah.
And, like, with doing the radio show and then nigga jumping back in a promo, you know, that shit allowed a nigga to meet so many people, including yourself, and that was solid. I'm talking about solid team players, like, hey. Hey, we have events, we corner every aspect, from food to everything.
For real.
And bro, like, hey, shit, nigga need help with food, bro, get back there and cook.
Yeah.
Cook that shit, I'm talking about grits and all.
My man, I never forget them grits.
And all. Yeah. You know, I don't think nobody forgot the grits. Nah, but you know what I'm saying? It's just the beauty in seeing like-minded people come together, help one another, and everybody on the same court. And at the end of the day, man, they sit down, we break bread. And me personally, I wouldn't feel right having niggas around me that ain't taking the initiative to do shit. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't asked for it. You team player, and hey, boy.
Yeah.
I can't, me personally, I can't sit there and watch somebody part of my team not eat as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody got to eat. I don't give a damn if a nigga ain't made that much, but at the end of the day, hey, break bread, man.
Yeah.
That shit mean more to me than the money.
I ain't going to lie, man.
We take care of my people. We take care of our people.
I ain't going to lie. You definitely are, about that, you know what I'm saying? Not just talking about it. You definitely about that, because I've done several events. I've probably done over, you know, shit, I've been fucking around since, shit,
yeah,
2000.
Yeah, the showcases, all that.
Since 2015, I did my own show, me and my cousins, when I came home, February 2016. And since then, you know, I've been, you know, participating in other people's events. But, and I've done a lot of it just on the strength of our relationships and bonds. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely are one of the motherfuckers like, hey, bro, hey, look, man, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? And let's get this bread. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely one of them.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. Shit, goddamn, gotta eat together. Shit, we do this shit together, we eat together.
Yeah,
for real. Sip, have a little sip for your lip, all that. and goddamn, come up with the next strategy. You know what I'm saying? Cause, hey, I mean, it go further.
And
collab
on
music, all that shit.
And I believe that, you know, and it all stem from, you know what I'm saying, networking, like, you know, being open, being honest, being vocal, you know what I'm saying? Cause we talking about Wordsmith Wednesday, it's definitely about being vocal, speaking what you want, speaking certain things, affirmations into existence, you know what I'm saying? And shit, And that shit, you bring it, that shit gonna manifest in some form or fashion.
Sure will, as long as you believe in it. Boy, that shit crazy. I mean, being from Savannah and growing up in Houston, you know, which is a way bigger city, and, you know, in Houston, it's like you got a way more variety of people you could tap into. And for me, it's like, you know, the people that's already marked in the game,
yeah,
they don't, to me, it's like they don't reach back and try to do that. Like, they don't create platforms.
Like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, because for me, it's like this. If I'm a well-established artist, I'm mainstream, I got this and that going. For me, it wouldn't hurt me to do, like to keep doing, do showcases, find new talent. Because you know what? Guess what? We get older. We may want to take a step back and want to do other shit, like, you know, artist development, management, all that stuff. And it won't hurt you to, you come across 2-3 artists out of the thousands you done came across in this game, and you like, hey, these niggas need some help. It wouldn't hurt you to put them on the forefront.
But you
It'll
know what?
It actually help you more.
But it's seeing you as a person.
Yeah.
Like you do it from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? That's just who you are as a person. You the leverage king.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like you just have it in you to, you know, provide opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn right. So but the people that's in our age range, but the artists that's in the midst are considered mainstream already, or the ones that's already notable, they typically aren't them type of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They looked up on the opportunity, or even just stumbled up on the opportunity, or just because they got talent and they did their shit, but who they are, everybody ain't the leverage king. Let's get that over. Everybody doesn't even want to strengthen the people around them for the most part.
But see, you know, at the same time, you know, I mean, because y'all, you know, in saying that, that's like saying you forgetting about the people that helped you come up. Because some of these things, it could be an artist that been, I've been inspired by a few people. But it's like you go holler at them and, you know, try to reach out to them and build relationships with them, but that shit don't be there. It's like
I don't even think they look at it like you helped them come up.
Yeah, but you know, as fans, if we purchasing your music, we going to your shows, we are supporters of you. So
we definitely are the ones who helped you came up. Because we
exactly.
spent our money, we made you popular, we created the buzz around you for people to book you and play your music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the artists don't, I think the artists only look at their peers as in, hey man, yeah, you was in a struggle with me, we came up in this rap game together. Not really acknowledging that it's the niggas who don't rap. Or the niggas that's listening to your music and coming up on your music, that's why you are who you are.
Yep. And say you're an artist that's inspired by how they move, how they handle business, and you try to interact with them, and they basically bullshit you and shut you out. They too good to even conversate, but that put people in the mind frame like, shit, I wasn't too good to support you or spend my hard-earned money on you. So
exactly.
It's like, you know, I feel like this. You never know who you're running to. Chance, a lot of times, like, they're running to me in the streets and be like, hey, you such from Lester Blow or whatever you do. Boy, I know you from the series, boy. Familiar, such and such.
Yeah.
And you know, and they want to rap. And I listen. Like, some people really got talent, and if I was in position, I mean, I'd do things a little bit differently. Like you say, niggas leverage king, so they can't expect that shit out of everybody.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because motherfuckers is supposed to embrace it. Like if you had that conversation with them, you know what I'm saying, then it'll snap to them. But typically, the artists look at the fans or the people who actually buy the music as a step beneath them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not even looking at you from a even playing field. I'm looking at you like, yeah, nigga, you know, I'm up here and you down there. Because
mm-hmm.
when I need to be more humble and say, damn, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be no me.
Mm-hmm.
I still be a nigga rapping, you know what I'm saying, trying to rap on one of these Swisher House tapes, you know what I'm saying, for free.
Yep. There's so much talent out there, man. It's like, it's crazy. Cause I feel like you'll benefit more off of, you know what I'm saying, being more of a people person. I'm not saying you gotta sign everybody, but
you definitely, man. If we talking in the music industry, film industry, the entertainment industry, period, you only get 15 minutes of fame unless you extend that 15 minutes by continuing to reinvent yourself or the talent that you associate yourself with. So it's like we're always going to hear about Dr. Dre.
Yeah,
Dr. Dre ain't made no motherfucking music.
He ain't made no damn music. But his
story is attached to Eminem, 50 Cent, G-Unit in general, you know, whatever. So when we talk about the Kendrick Lamar, we gonna mention Dre. So that adds, you know, a time span to his name again.
Yep. Like you just mentioned Dre. Okay, you know how many Dre's alone in different states?
Facts.
And that's basically got like that status to where, okay, boom, I meet an artist that he hot. All right, that's just like him. He believed in him. He believed in all these people, you know, that was, you know, doing music, that was, you know, trying to come up. He had to be one of them type of people to extend his hand and be like, hey, man, I'm going to give you a chance.
Nah, for real.
But it ain't that many people like that. I feel like it put a special light on you when you can do that. Because you ain't just thinking about yourself. It's like, hey,
yeah,
I can help somebody else's life. Like, that shit can make a difference. Like,
facts.
You know, you got so many artists that don't know a lot of things about the music business, and you sit down with them and teach them. Hey,
oh, but you know what too though? There's a lot of the artists that made it, and they don't know shit about the music industry.
Yeah,
they just going.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But like you would think that if I sat down with Big Pokey, for instance. And say, hey, Poke, man, you done been around. You a legend in the game. What you know about, you know what I'm saying? And IRSC numbers. What you know about, you know, DSPs and what you know about. Nigga can't tell you shit.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of them artists have people sit and play to take care of that stuff for them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because the typical artist, they don't want to do nothing but be creative anyway. I don't really want to know the business. I just want to rap, hit the studio, and be a motherfucking rock star around this bitch.
No, but it's best to know the business. So
later on
down the line, you won't feel like, oh, you got fucked or anything.
That came with the internet. The internet generation They want to know everything. That's why they look up everything. Everything is more important now. You know what I'm saying? About who you is, where you from, how many records you sold. And like when I was growing up in the 90s, niggas didn't give a fuck about if a nigga went gold or platinum. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, the music was good, nigga. That's all we gave a fuck about.
Yeah, exactly.
We can dance to this shit.
Yeah, records. You had records that jammed way harder than them gold and platinum records. Like, I mean, for instance, like one of my idols that I looked up to growing up, Soulja Slim. Man, you couldn't tell me shit. I pop a Soulja Slim CD in that bitch. Like, that man was rapping harder than a lot of motherfuckers. I'm talking about straight out the gutter with it. And the nigga could relate to that shit so hard. So you hear, like, the shit you hear now, you like, man, I don't even, that shit dead.
Nah,
yeah. Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear you talking about killing your cousin, your brother, your sister, or your neighbor. Like, that shit don't make no sense. That's not what we here for. You know, you hear more negative music than anything right now.
Facts.
That's why I say, man, I like to challenge people. Go do something else. I tell my friend Harvey, go do something else.
Facts.
And come back to me.
Facts.
Like, cause we all can sit up and rap about goddamn toting a strap and hitting a lick and all that shit.
Easiest shit ever.
But can you come up with something creative? Can you come up with something from the heart that's meaningful, that'll help?
That's why one of our best students is Big Twin.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Big Twin.
Because he definitely listens, and he definitely makes efforts to apply the information that we've given him.
One of the very few artists that stuck out like a sore thumb with that shit.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? And he would only listen because we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And he played me a project he made for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is a 180 from Bitch I'm Saddam. You know what I'm saying? So
no bullshit.
So it's dope to see, you know what I'm saying, artists really grow, you know what I'm saying? Because in this day and time, it ain't really no A&Rs. It ain't really no real record labels, you know what I'm saying, that has departments where a motherfucking is challenging you to make the best music that you can make.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of trendy shit. Oh, that's what's playing right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely love it when an artist challenges themselves to do, you know, music outside their particular comfort zone.
Yep. Because in making music, it ain't just about you.
Right.
You know, it ain't about what you like. I mean, like, it's, I say this, it's good to put, like, your heart and what you're going through in music, because somebody may be listening that's going through the same shit but don't know how to say it, but you said it in a way that they could relate to. And, hey, that shit might lift a motherfucker whole mood and change their whole perspective of the day. Like, the nigga like, damn, bro, I went through some of that shit too. So,
fact.
You know what, I ain't the only one, man. Hey, let me tighten up.
Fact.
Let me take a step back, look at myself, and tighten up on shit that I needed to do that I didn't know. Since I heard that song, opened my brain up to more shit. Like, it's always more than one side.
Nah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Goddamn, we've been kicking it, man. Goddamn, y'all already know. Make sure y'all tap in. This is what we're here for. If you're listening in online, I see y'all online out there. Goddamn. Hey, share the feed. Share the page next to Blow Radio. This is Word Smith. Wednesdays, it's our second show. We're getting it rolling. Trying to get y'all artists in here, spit some bars. Because I don't think y'all want me, a thug, to show y'all up. But I mean, we run the show, so that wouldn't be right.
No, for real.
But y'all y'all get it together and come on, man. About to get into a mix real quick.
Now
we on Next to Blow Radio. Let's go.
Call me Mr. Miyagi. Give me the beat in his body. Y'all need to find a new hobby, cause y'all shit come straight out the potty. That shit ain't fooling nobody. You gotta drive a jalopy. Watch how you talking to Haji, cause we chop it up like karate. We don't do nothing for flexing. We got a different direction. I'm gifted, I'm really a present. The Henny up in my intestine. You broken, you go through depression. But I got the biggest cojones. Now look at the dollars upon us. The album was really a bonus. Bandana on me like Danielson. You got no sauce, I can lend you some. Chili too hot like I'm in the sun. I ran through that jungle like Temple Run. Wax on, wax off, no game. Back off, too cold, Jack Frost. Like that, let's go. Who's that? Who's he? In the zone. 2-3, roll up, new leaf, kick back, Bruce Lee, who's that, who's he, in the zone, 2-3, roll up, new leaf, kick back, Bruce Lee, chop chop, black belt, black pen, black belt, chop chop, black belt, black pen, black belt, chop chop, black belt, black pen, black belt, chop chop.
G-U-E, that's the team, yes indeed. We can't kick it like Bruce Lee. We working, we get no sleep. They watching, they know me. But clearly don't support me. Chop chop, like Bruce Lee. Kick back, like Bruce Lee. Thought you was a real fan, now you in the trash can. Got no time for fake friends, we doing the damn thing. You grind, I grind too, gets me on the same page. Maybe I remind you, can't lay low when they know where to find you. Got a verse that'll kill a hater right on the spot. Watch that shit leave, we don't know when to stop. So if it's hot, come on man, let's see what you got.
Who's that? Who's he? In the zone. 2-3. Roll up. New leaf. Kick back. Bruce Lee. Who's that? Who's he? In the zone. 2-3. Roll up. New leaf. Kick back. Bruce Lee. Chop chop. Black belt. Black pen. Black belt. Chop chop. Black belt. Black pen. Black belt. Chop chop. Black belt. Black pen. Black belt. Chop chop, black belt, black pen, black belt.
Change you. down, only tone loud. Call up in the clubs like girls gone wild. No, it don't matter, baby, it don't matter to me. It don't matter, make it happen, she gon' make it happen. Baby, make it happen, we gon' run it up. We ain't never going back to trapping, still gon' hold it down. If I do not make it with the rapping, hey.
You don't wanna let it come to save you. The mother hoes be hating, you don't let it change you.
You pay too, I can leverage that. Show you what the king do. Straight back, sour proof. Certified, she hood, she call, I'ma fall through. Little bougie thing, she don't complain. She straight to the loop. She like, why strip? Get a check, she stay out of mess. Got bands all up her dress, size a mess. Bring chills up her spine, the only thing on her mind. Hating hoes, she paid them, no, never mind. We just sit back blowing pine, I'm sipping on her like wine. They wantin' that pipeline, it don't matter what the y'all say. If she know it, it's why this is on rewind. They waiting on you to blow it, ain't.
You don't want a man to come through and save you. The mother hoes be hating, you don't let it change you. And no matter what they say, don't change you. I ain't judging it all. Girl, you know that shit don't matter to me.
Can I have a girl just be happy just to see me what I'm doing? Can I have a girl while I ain't got a question what really is you pursuing? Or talking about the movement and bragging what I've been doing? Or women don't get mad when I'm asking you what you're doing? Or people that's gon' gossip and talk about what we doing? In different vision we viewing, I make it and then you suing, you be doing too much. Got me asking what is up, picking up your keys, then you said you know what's up. I was really down bad, knew the timing was up. Hated when you whining fuss, but I ain't mind cause it was us. Now you're lying and you're talking to your friends. You're talking about how you can never get with me again. You're talking about your niggas and the feelings. Set your hand. I thought you was heaven sent, but then I found out you was sin once again. You be doing too much. Baby girl, I ain't playing, you be doing too much. Baby girl, I ain't lying, swear to God, you be doing too much.
Too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much.
You be doing too much. Baby girl, I ain't lying, swear to God, you be doing too much. You talking about you on my phone again. I hit it and you don't know what it's saying. Now you face down with your friend. And all I hear is here we go again. Why you telling niggas where I go and been? What a man, but you know that I'm the man. Talking about you never win. Talk about how this again, but you make it yet again. If you know I got them Paula, talking about I got a fans. Now you laughing with your friends. I'm just saying you be doing too much. You talking about I treat you how it sucks. You acting like I don't know what is up. Like I got you off of luck. I promise all you wanna do is fuss. Man, you make me finna cut like what the fuck. Man, I even gave it name a little buzz. Got you poppin' just because ain't he know who you was. Man, I hate, I fell in love. Used to get the butterflies, now I blame it on the bugs. Falling in and out of love, look at us, you be doing too much. Got me asking what is up, picking up your keys, then you said you know what's up. I was really down bad, knew the timing was up. Hated when you whining fuss, but I ain't mind cause it was us. Now you're lying and you're talking to your friends. You're talking about how you can never get with me again. You're talking about your niggas and the feelings that you're in. I thought you was heaven sent, but then I found out you was sin. Once again, you be doing too much. Baby girl, I ain't playing, you be doing too much.
What you wanna go and do?
Baby girl, I ain't lying, swear to God, you be doing too much.
Too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much.
You be doing too much. Baby girl, I ain't lying, swear to God, you be doing too much.
Lucky, come here, shout out to yo, run that check up.
We on that mission.
I need that shit like
right
now.
Swear to God, if I were rich, we'd have to do this.
I swear to God.
Swear to God, if I were rich, we'd have to
live. Y'all gon' feel this shit.
Swear to God, if I were rich, we'd have to do this.
I swear to God.
Swear to God, if I were rich,
we'd
have to live like this. I swear to God.
We do this shit.
Gone.
goddamn kind. Whoa. But I'd rather re-up. Why? Every goddamn time. Why? I ain't fucking my money up. Huh. No more. I ain't fucking my money up. Huh. No more. Trap doing numbers, I can open up a what? Whole store. Hey. Trap doing numbers, I don't see me going broke. No more.
Trap doing numbers, bitch, I jam. I'm trapping in my jam.
Ain't no sleeping.
Why these suckers, they gon' tell it, they get jammed.
Keep on with me.
Try doing numbers, bitch, I jam.
Bitch, I'm jamming.
Made a half a million, bitch, I jam. Why you jamming? I be trapping in my jam. Why these suckers, they gon' tell it, they get jammed.
No.
Like the mess
bullshit,
you know?
Rambo.
Let me talk to him.
Let's go.
I pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey, hey,
all
hey.
The hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Tonight I might just take the bitch. All the sauce on me, boy, I keep it lit. My nigga, you know I'm lit. I pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey,
all
hey.
The hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Tonight I might just take the bitch.
Let's go.
Rambo, before I keep it lit, my nigga, you
turn
know
up.
I'm lit. I got them little niggas mad when I pull up. Money man, bitch, I brought the bag when I pull up. Hop out with the drip, excuse the swag when I pull up. Bitch, I'm fucking nothing, I'm the man when I pull up. NASCAR dreams, bitch, I'm swerving the night. P30 on me, nigga, boy, don't make you need a IC. Hot now, I'm hot now. When I came in, stepped up in the building, everybody brought some bands in. Yeah, I've been a nigga for a minute.
Hey.
I got the bad bitches coming, yeah they with it.
Hey,
I got the bottles at the table, we gon' get it. Yeah. Hey, Rebel fame, been in there and get with it. Turn up.
Hey.
I pulled up in this bitch lit.
Hey.
All the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey. Yeah.
Tonight I might just take the bitch. All the sauce on me, boy, I keep it lit. My nigga, you know I'm lit. I pulled up in this bitch lit. All the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit.
Hey. Yeah.
Tonight I might just take the bitch.
Shout out all these little niggas, hold up. Let me cut them one time.
My nigga, you know I'm lit. Pull up clean, you know that there's a big spot. Moby right behind him, and you know he dropped the top. Yeah. Jigging with my niggas, boy, you know we level rock. Ducked off with your bitch, I'm trying to find a hot spot. Hey, free my nigga, Joe.
Free my nigga,
Joe. Yeah. Catch us in the city, and you know we all on go. Pull up like I'm Curry, man, you know I'm on a roll. And any nigga try to gang, you know I step past the trope.
Hey,
jersey on me like I'm 2-3.
Yeah.
The main chick, yeah, you know she choose me. I'm swerving me in that new Uzi.
Yeah.
And everybody know you know I keep the scene. Well, you know I keep the scene. I pulled up in this bitch lit. All the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit. Tonight I might just take the bitch. All the sauce on me, boy, I keep it lit. My nigga, you know I'm lit. I pulled up in this bitch lit. All the hoes fucking with me cause I'm lit. Tonight I might just take the bitch. All the sauce on me, boy, I keep it lit. My nigga, you know I'm lit.
Hey, with the bosses, killin' because,
yeah. And we
never fucking with no net bitch. Hit her once, then I took off like a scat pack.
Keep a lot in that with a Glock, flashing on you now. Spread like rock, but not in no box. And I keep no hitters at the spot. Counting up a lot, but I need it quicker. Trust no op, and I trust no thought. All I want is bigger, we can box. Or you can't get shit, ain't sparing on you. Smoke a lot, but don't boast a lot. Still rare, no, you fucker, I can't stop. Know that I'm a pop, don't care about what the issue. To the top, time to take, don't watch. It's time to get rich, time to get rich, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we back, Mr. Blow Radio. Word Smith, Wednesdays, which you got Lee Benz and Thug Oster.
Whoa.
Good. I'm telling you, man, hey, nice little mix. All indie artists, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see what type of music we spin, man. If your shit hot, man, we going to spin that shit. You know, we got artists submitting music from all over. You want the goddamn group chat going crazy for the artists that's out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tap in, man. This is what we do. If you want your music review, we got Music Crush Monday. Boom, that's the start of the week. We get you in there and get you some good constructive criticism, shit like that. Take over Tuesdays. Got live interviews. So your shit hot, that'd be the next step. It's hot, reach out, goddamn, bring you on the show, get the people to goddamn know you a little bit more and play a little bit more music and shit like that. Wednesday, hey, this the day y'all got to call in. Y'all be calling us on Monday and Tuesdays trying to spit like a mug. I don't know what the hell is up with Monday and Tuesdays. these niggas want to spit. Come fuck with us on Wednesdays. Don't act like your ass scared now. We here.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Tap in, spit your bars. Yeah, and 563-999-3727. Press the one to go live. It will put you in queue. I see you in queue. I bring you in and see what you do. Straight like this for real.
Real.
Straight like that. That's what we do. No bullshit. So you don't have no reason not to.
Because
boy, them boys be ready. Hey, man, we can spit a hot 16 for you. Like, man, it's not for this segment, though, you know. But
yeah,
get back at us on Wednesday.
No,
they'll chime in. Get at us. You know, this is our first little run. Something new, you know, we're going to keep it going. They'll tap in right with us. You know, we got people online tapped in. Hey, whatever we need something. I need to look into that to where I can go. I need to start going live. And the people that be tuned in, like online, we need y'all to, I'm going to start getting it to where y'all can come on live with us too.
Oh, yeah.
That way we can, you know. But people that's, you know, having issues calling in, which there is issues. Like, if you're with Metro, you'll have an issue calling in. But other than that, man, the line is free to call in. It should be free, period. But I don't know what the hell they got going on.
No. So,
you know, we always online, too. So we're going to bring the presence. We're going to bring our online presence up to par for y'all, too, so y'all can tap in. Online, you know, boys be rocking the show out when they live. So,
no facts. Hell, did they gun on live?
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. All right now, you know, we work over the phone. You know, I don't know. It's like these boys be having be names official freestyles and all this here. All right, man, come on with it then. Man, you can't be nothing up like that, boy. You gotta get in there.
Yeah,
we have all kinds of people come through, man, A&Rs and people that work with record companies, like No Limit, all that shit. And they be listening in, all that, man, so you never know. See, you lying to miss your little 15 seconds.
No, facts, bullshitting.
Bullshitting. For real, but you know, hey, Yeah, they ain't gonna give you a little shout out, all that damn ain't got now. Fuck worse. Press the one to go live, man. You know what I'm saying? We here. What's good, Thug? You got anything you wanna throw out there? Any events coming up?
Man, shit up. They got a 420 event. I'm Rip the Mic Live. They got a 420 event. I post that on the page. So if you tap in with at @thug_OSTA on Instagram, that's really the hot spot for different shit. But that's coming up. They just had a live drunken kickball situation. That shit was crazy.
Drunken kickball. I know that was off the chain.
Yeah, in between the bases was like little pools of water, like little kiddie pools of water. So in between the bases, it had like the slip and slide material.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to run from base to base with your drink.
Yeah, that shit
was crazy.
What if you spill it? Drop,
I mean, you gonna spill some of it. I mean, we still got something to drink. One thing I know about people who like to drink, that they might fall the bus. They ain't dropping that drink.
They ain't dropping that cup.
No.
No, for real. I done seen it firsthand. But I seen nigga pass out and not let go of that bill.
For real. He hit the ground and won't let the bill hit the ground.
I'm trying to tell you, for some reason, boy, that arm gets stiff when it hit that ground.
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucking bottle ain't going no goddamn well.
No well, man. Nah, for real. But, yeah, that shit felt dope.
So what, like, you got to make it all the way around or what? You got to make it to the destination then drink or what?
Nah, you can drink while you're in, but while you're on the base.
Oh, okay, so you can drink. Once you run and make it to base, you can drink.
Yeah, you can drink. You can drink all the way till you make it back to the home plate.
You can drink even while you're running to the base, huh?
Goddamn right. Yeah, but I mean, if your ass might get out, though.
Pop your ass real quick.
For free.
Try to be fly and shit.
Yeah. Are you sure of that?
Yeah,
yeah.
For real.
Nah.
I like that concept. That sound like a nice one.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. Outside of that, man, you know, we just try to, we got some different things we trying to do with Jammin' the Cramming Thursdays that we haven't just fleshed out, but we got some ideas to turn that motherfucker up. And as of recently, we kind of got it to where if we cram your music, you immediately got to get your shit and go and get about it up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn. So if you get crammed, you got to go.
Yeah, so like a nigga on Sandman Sims, your ass.
Okay.
And
so y'all have like a certain amount of artists come on and have the cram of the jam it segment?
Well,
whoever make it all the way through.
Well, we typically have like a full house anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got like... So interns be there, Hood Rich, Chef Rich be there. It'd be like a lot of people there. So it's like,
yeah.
And you know, we all weighing in on the music anyway. So it's like, it ain't just two motherfuckers saying, if we jam it or cram it, everybody in the room get to express if they going to jam it or cram it or not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you just so happen to, unfortunately, be crammed, we're going to highlight you, man.
Yep, you gotta go. That's dope. I think that'll be a good segment to have live, like a little show.
We planning on doing like once out of every month, do Jammin' the Cramming it live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Apollo.
Yeah, and a live little DJ on the set.
Yeah.
All that. Well, yeah. Shit, y'all basically DJ though, cause y'all, you know, running the board and shit.
Yeah. We've been thinking about that idea right there.
Okay, yeah, that's dope.
I told the man, really, I was kind of skeptical about escorting niggas out, cause Niggas already sensitive about their music. You ain't been getting me in no motherfucking fight up there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to go home, but man, fuck that shit. Nigga, I tell this bitch up. Nah. Yeah, man.
Yeah. They got, hey, you gotta understand. So, yeah, you sign a contract, come in and do this. Ain't no acting crazy, acting belligerent, none of that.
Nah, for real.
You get crammed, hey, you already know, hey, we gonna get you up out of here. Goddamn, try again next time with another song or whatever.
Yeah. Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but other than that, man, shit. I've been plotting, man. I've been working on this. I've been slow working on this project because I feel like you can't rush perfection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God complex will become, you know, and then I'm not even releasing the full project. I'm kind of like, because I don't really have a fan base. I can pretty much do what the fuck I want to do without expectations. So I'm thinking I got a couple singles that I got to flesh out. Matter of fact, I'm waiting on this nigga Kendrick to show up to the studio to speak on the intro.
To the homie, yeah, I'm trying to bring him on to the show too. Give him a nice little live interview and top it up with him and spit some knowledge.
Nah, for real. But he definitely be on his independent grind shit.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, definitely. I've been on the show, been watching the homie for a while, and I like to see that shit keep me going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, man, be homie, he doing his shit.
Yeah. That nigga eating out this shit. So, you know, like when you actually see it making money, you definitely approach it with a different attitude.
Yeah. Bullshit. Yeah.
For sure, so.
Motherfucker, yeah, but we about to get into a little mix real quick. And we'll be right back at y'all, man, right here on Next to Blow Radio.
Oh, man.
Room on this track, bitch.
Hey, yo, Pluto. You going brazy?
It's Room.
Man, you can have that fucking mic back, cause I just want my fucking life back. I know I started on the right track, I was taught to fight back. Any nigga, they not like that. I'm from the gritty in them dirt trap with niggas taking dirt naps. Any bitches setting thirst traps, they tried to tell me that the earth flat. My common sense ain't worth that. They shot the car and then we skirt back. Everybody in the merch shot, you feel it, we gon' hurt that. I just want someone to really love me. And I grew up with no daddy when I was just a youngin'. I was taught you gotta hustle, keep that money coming. And if you get a fucking chopper, better put the drum in. And it's a brand new set of feeling cause of elevation. Last year I was in an iffy situation, thought it was true love, so a nigga waited patient. Then that bitch, I hit the switch like when you change the fragrance. This is me letting it go, don't ever think I'm sprung. I just inhale the weed and let it fill my lungs. They say life and death is in the power of the tongue, but I got niggas lost their life from bullets in a gun. And they didn't know that God would take their life away, but when you living by the sword, then that's the price you pay. I'm just thankful that I'm waking up to see the day. Talk to God for a minute, man, you can have this fucking mic back, cause I just want my fucking life back. I know I started on the right track, I was taught to fight back. Any nigga, they not like that. I'm from the gritty in them dirt trap with niggas taking dirt naps. Any bitches setting thirst traps, they tried to tell me that the earth flat. My common sense ain't worth that. They shot the car and then we skirt back. Everybody in the merch shot, your family, we gon' hurt that. I was going through some real depression, a lot of motherfucking contemplating, second guessing. Boy, my heart was really torn up in a lot of sections. I put my faith up in the Jesus piece, the holy necklace. Reckless is how my niggas get when we in action. Bloody Mary on your block, my niggas get it bracking. And you'll never catch a nigga from my hood lacking, cause automatics and them pistols what my homies packing. Writing poems over beats, called me Langston Hughes. As a youngin' I was fighting, had to stick and move. A lot of bitches in my face, I can pick and choose. And I'ma still keep going, nigga, if I win or lose. Different crews on the block trying to take it over. I was a witness to a fiend buying bacon soda. Grandma gone, I'm just praying that she made it over. They let the door about the case, man, you can have this fucking mic back, cause I just want my fucking life back. I know I started on the right track, I was taught to fight back. Any nigga, they not like that. I'm from the gritty in them dirt track with niggas taking dirt naps.
Any bitches setting thirst traps. They tried to tell me that the earth flat. My common sense ain't worth that. They tried to call and then we skirt
then
back.
We skirt
everybody
back.
In the merch shot, your family, we gon' hurt that.
In this room on this track, bitch. Roam on this track, bitch. But we clap shit. Zoom Mafia, we crash whips. And it's roam on this track, bitch.
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
Blood money in the trenches, so I had to snatch it. Trippin' head to toe with the glizzy in my jacket. Started off with 20, now it's bustin' through Alaska. Got a new chopper for Christmas, been so thankful for his presence. I want this life forever, out and blazes happily after. They say the stars been crazy lately, baby, I ain't flattered. If you knew what it took to get these knots, you'd probably shatter. I can move up through the shadows with the thriller, smooth as jacket. Collecting guala like it's going out of fashion. Money chasing animal, can't help it, it's a passion. How they manage staying broke, something I can't fathom. It's the grind that keep me woke. I'm on the road to bricks and mansions. Baby back, 50 feet, not a track. Too many thought packages, trapping niggas who established. You keep your hand out, bitch, you better need a balance. Look outlandish with no edges, man, I bet they call it patches. How you get into it false, pockets stuck in manic balance. Niggas sneak dishes, tweeting live from their palace. Running men for cabbage, then I juju with the package. And my new got that in the out, the first round had to drive it. My favorite J's 11, black and red with the patent. But my Tim's tan butter like the teeth with the package. Can't respond to shit invalid, if I did I would've whacked him. I'm the rapper in the shooter, how I manage all the talent. Blood money in the trenches, so I had to snatch it. Trippin' head to toe with the glizzy in my jacket. Started off with 20, now it's bustin' through Alaska. Got a new chopper for Christmas, been so thankful for his presence. I want this life forever, out and blazes happily after. They say the stars been crazy lately, baby, I ain't flattered. If you knew what it took to get these knots, you'd probably shatter. I can move up through the shadows with the thriller, smooth as jacket. Hold up,
wait.
Let me count a couple Benji stuff. Hold up,
wait.
Stuff the papers, lot of gremlins gun. That baby eagle tuck, you being really need a thug.
Really
on the knees of such, monster when she speaking tongue. My teeth gleam with slugs, smiling and leaving struck. Hollows, we sneaking clubs, chugging bottle, peep the mug. Turn you to meet the rug, stuff them like I feed him mug. Drug till he leaking blood, dip I say I piece the shrug. Been in my house shoes, snubbed, I don't need the snub. Told you say, hey, they go for us, I'm like, don't need the love. Say I'm cocky, I agree when you meet a must. Used to say I was a scrub, now I bathe in dubs. Big shirt, bought a PRPs and ones. Cardi shades, got his front, she gon' need a lung. If I hit her, give a thumb while I'm in the bunk. If you owe me better, pay up, you can't feed me crumbs. Blood money in the trenches, so I had to snatch it. Trippin' head to toe with the glizzy in my jacket. Started off with 20, now it's bustin' through Alaska. Got a new chopper for Christmas, been so thankful for his presence. Want this life forever, out and blazes happily after. They say the stars been crazy lately, baby, I ain't flattered. If you knew what it took to get these knots, you'd probably shatter. I can move up through the shadows with the thriller, smooth as jacket. I'm just stunting on my ex, went and copped the necklace. Looking back at most of my hoes, I really feel embarrassed. Not gon' play the favorite role, I'm not the type to cherish. Real rich and reckless, how I really live in careless. Too little be accepted, middle finger to perception. And pussy niggas, don't surprise me, new from first impression. You got a bag, I got a bag, but they can tell who's acting. They know the difference, how I get it, they gon' tell you levels. Grave digger, university, earn degrees and shovels. My make it burn, make it bubble, if it stretch, I double. My woman crushed the AB10, I pay to make us couples. And we respect you all the time, but it's your boss that struggle. I get that ticket, flood the watch and let the levy stumble. That bezel stone, it met Medusa and they laid the cuddle. My hoes be asking about each other, I just tell them shut up. And if my main feel like she basic, then I gotta cut her. Blood money in the trenches, so I had to snatch it. Trippin' head to toe with the glizzy in my jacket. Started off with 20, now it's bustin' through Alaska. Got a new chopper for Christmas, been so thankful for his presence. I want this life forever, out and blazes happily after. They say the stars been crazy lately, baby, I ain't flattered. If you knew what it took to get these knots, you'd probably shatter. I can move up through the shadows with the thriller, smooth as jacket.
Top. Yeah.
Splash.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Now the day go by that I ain't working. Ain't no splurging. We told third to Stephen Curry. Ain't no splurging. Now you flick you out on purpose. Super splurging. 24/7 serving. Then splurging. It came to me up in it verses. I can't reword it. Take these streets, kill them folks on purpose. I was certain it. So finally I was serving. Now it's curtains. We say talk when you ready for it. I was early on the first night. Your cousin trapping in the system. He facing murder, niggas need me and I got them niggas. I be working with that product, what you want, boy? The price is worth it, my little folks to bring that bump, boy. Lord have mercy, I went hard for 3 years straight. No splurging, Molly talk, clown talk. They ain't worthy, wave ab, I see the dick. Shoot them birdies, why your hits ain't never did shit. You niggas ain't it. We the streets, I don't think they heard me. Every time I come through in the clutch, Dodge jersey, I won't roll this nigga both wrists. Custom birds, tryna see like 10 mil plus. Before I'm 30, now the day go by that I ain't working. Ain't no splurging. We told 30 Stephen Curry. Ain't no splurging. Now you flick you out on purpose. Super splurging. 24/7 serving. Then splurging. Now the day go by that I ain't working. Ain't no splurging. We told 30 Stephen Curry. And I ain't lost yet. I got access to the lab and Molly and the Percocet. All I want is all the niggas wrong with motherfuck the rest. So much heat inside me, I can finally get it on my chest. Heard them niggas calling needle rods, they can dead that. Thank you, Lord, I dodged a lot of crosses, I ain't dead yet. Did you butter probably out of town with the bread at? Ain't over till I say it's over, and I ain't said that. Let them bitches knock me off the focus, or I stuck back. R.P.O.D. and over grinding, ain't no looking back. I go for the autos on the back, talking all sex. Look at that first rap check, big splurging. Flip to a loop, fuck it, ain't no searching. I got nervous, thought my whole set ain't worth it. Them copperheads, I'm armor ready, whoever lurking. Come up, I'm dolo, I ain't worried. Not a single by that, I ain't working. Ain't no splurging. We told 30 Stephen Curry, ain't no splurging. Now you flick you out on purpose.
Hey, la homie, screw free, nigga, I'ma get money, get paper, fucking in the lead bitches, can't save them. Remember when I needed niggas, they act disabled. Do you remember me, bitches, switch tables? I can't do no favors, no favors, I can't do no favors, no favors. Tryna beat that case. Fuck up on my face. Cheap money, drop the bass. Nigga, I'ma get money, get paper. Fucking in the league, bitches, can't save them. Remember when I needed niggas, they act disabled. Do you remember me, bitches, switch tables? I can't do no favors, no favors. Now you niggas mad at me. Told her how I felt and she did me
dirt deals, I came from a nigga shit, fuck
nigga,
that.
Nigga, I'ma get money, get paper. Fucking in the league benches, can't save it.
Remember when I needed niggas, they act disabled. Do you remember me, bitches, switch tables? I can't do no favors, no favors. I can't do no favors, no favors.
I've been trying to find some peace within myself. You can try to give it, I don't want it. Instead of trying to bash me, how about you come and ask me how I'm feeling mentally? A nigga feel like crashing, but I know
I'm on my own. I'm 1,000 miles away from home. Can't pick up the phone cause you folded. Guess I gotta roll with the motion.
It's been hard for me to sleep at night, battling all these demons in my mind like medieval knights. And I know that I ain't been living right, but I ain't the only man in the world who wanna take his life. I'm tired, I'm tired of fucking trying. I'm tired of all the lines talking about it's gonna be fine. Why waste my time and go invent the who when we all know Vince run through other rooms? Can't say that shit ain't true. Tell me who the fuck is you, acting like your life is perfect. We all go through shit, but it's some shit that never reached the surface. I know I ain't found my purpose, but I know one thing for certain, I'ma show my ass up in this booth until I close my curtain. For real, I've been trying to find some peace within myself. You can try to give it, I don't want it. Instead of trying to bash me, how about you come and ask me how I'm feeling mentally? A nigga feel like crashing, but I know
I'm on my own. I'm 1,000 miles away from home. Can't pick up the phone cause you folded. Guess I gotta roll with the motion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Blow Radio. You already know what's happening, man. She got these bands. You fell ghosted.
Hey, 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 what's happening?
For real, for real.
Hey, real, man. Baby. Who say that? Get money, get paper.
Oh, that's that boy, Young Damon.
Oh, Young Damon. Okay.
Young Damon. No favors.
Yeah, no favors, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to homie. He dropping some shit. He stay dropping some shit. Y'all make sure to look Young Damon up. Man, little homie. He damn sure got some hot shit.
Where he from?
Shit, he from my city. He from Savannah.
From Savannah. Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. He from the city, so, you know. Also, that Splurge and that boy Turpo, he from the city. And we had that VDK, that last track we just played right there, that deal with it. That shit there been hot.
Damn.
Yeah, that been blazing. Yeah, that's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we about to got down, get up out of here, man. Let them know where they can find you at.
Man, fuck with me at THUG underscore OSTA. DEM, DEM underscore mixtape underscore boys with a Z. Jam it or cram it. That's JAMMIT ORCRAMMIT. All those on Instagram, man. Tap in, tap in. Tap the fuck in.
Well, business, y'all already know, man. Y'all follow us on all social media platforms at Next to Blow Radio. Artists, make sure y'all seen y'all working, man. Don't forget your artist info, your social media, all that good stuff, so we know who to reach out to and who to contact and who to follow. We do follow back.
Okay.
I am the Leverage King, at Leverage King on all social media platforms. LB, you can follow me at Darryl Lee. You already know what's happening. Mr. Go Radio, y'all stay tuned for next segment Monday, Music Press Mondays. Next to Blow a Hell No. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fuck with us. We out.
Yeah, whoa.
There's levels to this royalty shit.
this Mac shit for real. I checkmate hoes. Riding through my city, attitude on fucking, got a car from, I swear she a bucket. Like, girl, you too damn fine to be doing all this fucking. But shit, that's not my worry, that's your husband. I said shit before, a hoe cannot be trusted. So I get to this bread, now bitch get back to this head. So instead, I just came for the party, shawty gon' roll up the blunt. I ain't tryna tie her down, and they know that shit up front. I don't front, you ain't gotta call her, call me folks to come. I settle when I'm ready, if you push me, I'ma jump. Off the jump, like a layup. High, like I stay up in a race against myself. So why should I wait up? My punchline's heavy, heavy weighter. If I wait up, I might break a nigga jaw when he hear me clearly. On a race to get these millions, and I bring my niggas with me. And they love us when we in your city. On the real, just that kind of feel. Can I cop a feel? By the time she hit the wheel, got it popping like a pill. I can tell it's a trip. She ain't trying to chill, she ain't trying to build. She's just trying to see how big that I is. Deep, can I dig? And girl, I dig deep, so I hope your heart's steady. My dick ain't right, so you know that I'm ready. I can show you, I ain't trying to spoil you. I treat you like you loyal, you fuck you like you royal. You straight up. Yeah. Check. Me. Ayo, ayo, ayo.
Oh, this is one in a million. Whoa, whoa. Oh, can you feel it in the atmosphere? Yeah.
Whatever I want, I go get it. I'm drippin' soft shit. My swagger be drippin' designer. I like the flaw shit. My rollie, it came with a bitch. And she gettin' tall shit. I'm flexin', I buy what I wanna. I live like a boss shit. Nigga be hatin', nigga be catchin'. Ain't got time for that. Look at my wrist, look at my neck. Yeah, I got guns for that. Big bang roll, hey people, I need all of that.
Yeah.
don't give me lockjaw. Bitch, no, not the play, cause I'm the man for real. All these haters wanna cop block, but I keep the chopper. Ain't scared to let it blow, these niggas know the drill. Niggas snitching on they dogs, even though they was involved. And they lying so hard for y'all to keep it real. Heard they ran off with your pack, and you can't get it back. I ain't never been Jack, can't tell you how it feel. Now you know I got the glow, I might pull up on your hoe. When I pull up on that hoe, I tell that bitch get in. Got some shooters on call, if I make that phone call, all I gotta tell my dog what a spin up being. I ain't fucking with you lame, boy this shit is not a game. If you tryna do the deal, then what the business is? Niggas talk a big talk, but can't walk a big walk. We gon' show them niggas how to really get it in. Big homie shit, got your bitch on my dick. She can tell that I'm lit for my neck and my wrist. I ain't gotta say shit, cause I'm her favorite. And where she go, I'ma go, cause I'm on a playlist. I'ma pull up in that drop top, she gon' give me lock job. Bitch, no, not the play, cause I'm the man for real. All these haters wanna cop block, but I keep the chopper. Ain't scared to let it blow, these niggas know the drill. Niggas snitching on they dogs, even though they was involved. And they lying so hard, but y'all to keep it real. Heard they ran off with your pack, and you can't get it back. I ain't never been Jack, ain't tell you how it feel. If it ain't about no pay, I don't wanna conversate. Till I get my pocket straight, I don't need no friends. Told you niggas not to play, but you niggas want to play. So we had to demonstrate a little discipline. I done did what I did, I done live how I live. I done what I done, it is what it is. I don't fuck with Ferragamo, I don't wear Balenciaga. Cause I hug the motherfuckers like the mess with kids. Diamonds in my ring, make your bitch wanna sing. On my body, tryna lick me like some damn ice cream. I don't spend a lot of time, I don't buy a nice thing. I just hit her with the D, then she crown me like a king. Cause I'ma pull up in that drop top, she gon' give me lock job. Bitch, no, not the play, cause I'm the man for real. All these haters wanna cop block, but I keep the chopper. Ain't scared to let it blow.